Across Michigan, there's a growing urban livestock movement. Chicken coops are popping up in city dwellers' backyards. WKAR's Peter Worf joined Michigan State Farmers Market Association Director Drew Montry to discuss the growing popularity and benefits of small chicken farming.
We have friends, too, that raise, you know, two hens or four hens, and even Bath, our community, just approved the backyard chicken ordinance.
Right.
And so I think, you know, the benefit is there's, you know, that connection for your family and your children to local foods. Overall, you know, hens definitely, like any animal, any pet that you have, take some responsibility in keeping, you know, kind of, it's a good learning opportunity, taking care of another animal. But unlike other pets, you know, hens give you eggs every day. They produce something. And so I think that eggs are probably one of the products that you can really tell farm fresh versus store. And it's not just in the color of the egg. It's in how hard the shell is. It's in the taste. It's in the color of the yolk. And yes. So it's really it's a kind of a really rewarding local food production, because you can see how tremendous that quality is from that hen in your backyard.
I know what you're talking about with the color of the yolk, because I saw someone breaking a farm fresh egg recently and it was red.
Yeah, I mean, in the spring too, like early spring, like May and June, when the grass is coming in and there's green, and then you're getting dandelions, and if your hens are in your backyard, you know, obviously their diet affects their yolk, and so they can be so bright. And
yeah.
I know we've in the past made cheesecake with eggs, and you know, people look at it and they're like, "Why is your cheesecake yellow?"
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes it depends on the yolk. You know, the color of the yolk of the egg. And so I think raising hens is, you know, definitely takes time, but it's also something that on a small scale you can do. Feed them once a day. You make sure that their coop is clean. You make sure they're protected from predators. But, you know, after you kind of introduce them to your coop, you can let them out in their yard. They'll go back to roost every night. And it's really, you know, something that's pretty rewarding experience. And
does it take a lot of time to take care of them? Let's say, well, let me ask you, let's say I have sort of just an average size backyard, 50 feet by 100 feet. Let's say, is that enough room for me to get started?
Yeah, I would think that that's enough room. And of course, you'll have to think through if you want a mobile chicken coop, like a chicken tractor, or if you'd want kind of a more permanent fixture. But you definitely have space for that. And I'd also add, if you have children, chickens are pretty forgiving and pretty tolerant. And so they can be chased a little bit and they forget, pretty quickly. And they can interact with your children, and your children, you know, would probably enjoy that.
Drew Montry is the director of the Michigan Farmers Market Association and owner of 10 Hens Farm in Bath, Michigan. Drew, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.